Merrimack, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are at the Black Swan. We're down in Harbor East. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play sideways, Betty Boop scratch-off tickets, as well as our friends at Goodwill. And at some point, when I fix my hair, I'm going to put the Window Nation brim on. Big appreciation to all our sponsors around here for making this happen. And Keeler Kyle is here. He's from Oven Bird Bakery. He has the Baker's Box. We're at the Black Swan. There's going to be a cocktail in here. And there might be cake in here, but I know a crab cake is chef is sending that out from the kitchen down here. When I dreamed this thing up a couple years ago, we're in the middle of a plague, and I said, everybody has a crab cake they're proud of in this city. Mm. I would never run. This place didn't even exist when I dreamed this up, right? So places, when you come online in this town, there are things that if you're a bar, a pub, a local place, you want to have a crab cake you brag about, or don't serve a crab cake at all, right? Mm-hmm. And most places want to have a crab cake because people ask for it. And I said, I'll never eat the same one twice. They're all different. And I would say this to you as a baker, your Morning Glory muffin, the best Morning Glory muffin I've ever had. I did have something, believe it or not, in the Oakland airport last week that was so incredibly delicious that I ran back through the airport with my bags
there it is.
To get three more to bring them home. And it was a Morning Glory.
That's amazing.
It was a toasted coconut on top of a Morning Glory that had pineapple in it as a sweetener. Your Morning Glory is the best. Like, tell me what's in it, because it led me to you.
Yeah,
and you also had an apricot cookie in the early days that I haven't seen in a year and a half.
Yep, white chocolate and apricot cookie was a
bring it back.
Stellar. I know.
These I want to talk to management. Are you management?
I am. All right. For better or worse, I am management as well. Yeah.
Morning Glories. Tell me about the Morning Glory.
The Morning Glories, it's funny because it's one of our dark horse products. Like, I love it. It's like one of those things that you have close to your heart. You know, it's a kind of a cross between a carrot cake and a spice cake. So you've got the ginger and the cinnamon. That's kind of making it a little bit like of a darker flavor. And then a spicy flavor there. You've got your brown sugar.
But it's not real sweet.
This is the thing. The brown sugar is the only sweetener other than your natural fruits, which are like you have your carrots, apples, raisins, apple juice, orange juice. You have the health aspects to it. So you have we're using whole wheat flour and flax as well. So it's like this whole kind of different combination
of
things.
It's not buttery. It's not oily. It's not gross.
None of it.
It's more cakey than it is sort of like your croissants, you know, buttery. I mean, it's rich.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a pound of butter in each of them. Yeah, we make sure. We cram as much as we can in there.
I had one of those a little while ago. Come on, don't say that to
me. Quarter pound. That's more accurate.
What's your best seller?
We do artisan breads, but really what we sell the most of are croissants and scones. We are a scone bakery. We are a croissant bakery, which is not what I was expecting when I opened the place.
What did you expect?
I thought we were going to be a quiet corner
bread
bakery in Little
Sandwich
Italy.
Shop.
It's going to be three or four people kind of running a small little shop, and it is from day one.
You're about to have three or four little locations.
We're now about to go into three retail locations by this fall, and we're building out a whole new production facility as well in Highland Town. So yeah, this is a different
That's
animal.
That's my side, Highland Town.
Different animal than I ever
expected.
Dude,
when I dreamed this up, the whole idea, and I said to my wife, I said, I love the city so much. And I love the people. I love Jody. I love Amici's. I mean,
yep.
I sat and there were tears in my eyes when I went in there and the place was shuttered and they're doing bag service when you were trying to get open. And I think this is when they were telling me there's a bakery that's going to open called the Oven Bird a block away. I sat in there and I said to myself, this is when we're all hunting PPPs down. We're all pooping our pants.
Yeah.
We're all wearing masks. We're all trying to curbside support our friends and our loved ones and our neighbors.
Yep.
And I said, I said, if anything happens and I can't come here and get your food, it's really going to F with the quality of my life.
Right. It's going to change.
After 31 years of doing this.
Change your life. I know.
I've come in here since 1991, second location. All I've been through with Scott and Jody and the family there and the people I love there. I said, man, if your meatballs go away and your marinara go away, no bueno.
No bueno.
Not good.
Absolutely not.
And there are places in the world that have shut down. I literally Googled one today. One of my favorite restaurants in the world was a place called Lynn's Paradise Cafe. Legendary place in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And it turned out she got shingles. She got sick, shut the place down in 2013. I Googled it today. I went there twice a year. I would reroute to go there because it was such a funky
place.
Guy Fieri was being funky. I'm talking about 20 years ago. And you find these places, and you're this guy that popped up. I don't know you before an hour ago, but I've been in your place 100 times, and I don't come downtown now without going in and planning my morning. I didn't eat breakfast this morning on purpose, right? And then I get disappointed. I'm eating a croissant, and I find out there's 2 pounds of butter. You brought me some goods here. We're going to have a crab cake. We're at Black Swan. But dreaming this thing up, the whole idea was, how do we feature business in a way that's soft, that's fun, that's local? You're behind the counter. If you're not, Mike's there, somebody I know.
Yep.
The gal that works there loves the lottery, and I've given her lottery masks and all sorts of fun lottery giveaways and widgets and hats and stuff like that.
And she'll take it.
Absolutely, for sure.
Happily.
But I want to feature places because I think there's a story behind that Morning Glory. I had no idea it started upstate New York with birds and like...
No.
But I think that... That's the sticky that makes people come in above and beyond how delicious the Morning Glory is and the apricot cookie you won't make for me anymore.
And
the panettone you took away from me last year.
Honestly, like that's what we really are trying to go for. We love to host people in. I feel like this is our home, and it's a small enough place to, you know, it's in a row house. It's a 900 square foot row house where we're producing everything that's sold is actually produced there. And it's meant to be kind of a home environment. Like, people should come in and feel welcome and be able...
I haven't never been in your place because I've waited in line with a mask freezing my ass off at 8 in the morning to get a muffin 8 deep. And just, I'm like looking in the window behind people.
Trying to figure out what's
like,
in the case
is
still.
Is today banana walnut or is today chocolate chip? What's he got? Like,
changes,
I've done that a million times.
All the, I know.
And it's a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Some days there's some quiche. Some days there's some mousse.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, you never know what you're going to have.
It's a little bit like that. A lot of it comes down to, you know, we, because you're making everything in-house.
Available ingredients.
Sometimes things come and go based on what you can get and also what staff you have. You know, we're up to 20 employees now. And so our menu has expanded and changed dramatically as new people have come in. And we never thought it was going to be like that. I mean, I'm a home baker. I was doing all of this out of my house to begin with, up into Patterson Park. It was meant to be, I was doing bread and doing a couple pastries, selling to our neighbors up there. And then enough people.
And you knew about the birds in the park, right?
And I knew about the, I previously worked for Audubon, California when I was living out there. I worked with Audubon here in Maryland.
So the biggest admission I have of the plague, of all the things that happened during the plague, right at the beginning, May, late April, early May, restaurants were still open. My friends at Verde, great pizza, beautiful pizza. You know Verde,
beautiful.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Neighborhood place. I love it.
So I love Verde. I want to give them some love. I've had them on the show before. And my wife and I decided on the first 60-degree night of that spring, we've all been cooped up. We're going to walk to Verde. We were going to get a bottle of hooch. We were going to eat pizza out of a box in the park.
Yep.
And be in love and take pictures in front of the Ukrainian temple and pretend we were at Disney World.
Yeah.
So we did all the above, and there's kids kicking soccer balls. It was a nice night. Dogs. We're sitting in Patterson Park, like two old folks, eating like bag people. We're eating pizza, ripping it, and you know, my wife's eating the prosciutto pizza and whatnot. Yeah. And she's like, everybody's walking over there. What's over there? I'm 53. I was 51 then. It's 2 years ago. I grew up in East Baltimore. I grew up in Highland Town. I won pitch, hit, and run in Patterson Park on the Utz to Wardowitz Field and got to play at Memorial. Like, I ice skated in a rink.
It's your spot.
It's my,
It's your spot. I get it,
But I'm not an outdoor guy. Okay? I'm a city, I'm Dundalk, I'm, I mean.
You need a little bit more concrete.
I'm Hotel Holiday Inn. I'm not, you know, I mean, Hotel Motel. I'm not,
You're not trekking through the mountains of Merida.
I went to Yakagany once. I don't like bugs. I don't like. I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like outside. But I've gotten better with it. So my wife's like, what's over there? And I'm like, well, I know the pagoda's over there. I mean, you know, I've been down.
That's
I said, she's like, but what's in there? Why is everybody going over there? What's in those trees? And I'm like, I don't know. 51 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, well, let's take a walk. I'm like, okay, right. We'll take a walk.
With our box of pizza.
For anybody out there that's never been to Patterson Park, and I guess I'm the last idiot, though I've seen a few people that have told me this. We went for the walk. We turned the corner. We're in Disney World. There's birds. There's a lake. There's a pond. There's little frogs. There's things. There's squirrels. There's children. Like, there's all of that. And I went public with it, and I took the shame that came along
You didn't know. You didn't know.
Well, I wasn't a bird guy.
Yeah, of course.
And you're
course.
2 blocks away baking bread.
I know. Yeah, we're 2 blocks away baking bread. You can come out, look for the birds. You do a stroll down the bricked walkway that's been there since 1856.
So how do you find 900 square feet in Little Italy?
Thankfully, I was told by enough people that we were going to take our bread from the house, which I quickly outgrew. And actually, I am down in Little Italy because of Joe Benny. Joe Gardala.
Oh, sure, meatballs. Joe, okay,
yep,
sure.
Shout out to him.
Best meatballs on the block. He told me that.
Yes.
He always yells at
it. It's on the sign, and he does yell it at people. That is true.
And you know what? He likes Amici's meatballs, but he has sworn to me that I'm going to love his, and I've never had.
Oh, well, yeah.
I go to Amici's,
it's okay.
Man.
Everyone's got their spot. That's a nice thing about Little Italy.
Brian and Ciparelli's, all the people down there have been kind to me, but Amici's is my family.
That's one reason why if I was going to open a place and Joe helped find the place.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
Pull that in. Pull. Is that broccolini? Did he make me broccoli? He knew. He talked to my wife. Look at this. Black swan. Okay. Wow. How are we going to talk?
I don't know. I'm pausing my entire story just to look at these things right now. These are great.
Wow.
I think there's a bit of crab
in
there.
Do you think the crab cake tour is a good idea? I think the crab cake tour is a very good idea. Okay. So, my God, I can't. Okay. Just put that over there. Keep going with your story, and we'll get to this is going to be its own thing. My God, it's a work of art.
It's gorgeous.
You approve of this?
Oh, I 100%.
Holy cow.
I might eat bread.
And there's two of them. And they're gluten-free. Chloe, you're going to do the next segment. I want to hear the whole thing. And we're going to eat this proper in a real... Go ahead.
Yeah.
So 900 square feet.
900 square feet. We were looking for a spot. As soon as Joe said, you should do this and I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you find a spot. I'm going to help you out. Finding a little bit of funding.
Man, isn't that unbelievable? People, helping people. Business.
Yeah, he was our angel investor in all of this, in all the senses of the word. He's like, I don't ask for anything. Here's a little bit of money. I'm going to help you out, take you under my wing.
And he believed in your bread.
He believed in my bread.
And, did you make him the panettone?
No, I was making normal stuff at home. A little sourdough, a little bit of rye, a little bit of whole wheat, and some ciabatta, and he said, you know, this bread's good enough to come down to Little Italy. We need you down here. And I said, I would be so thrilled to open a bakery in Little Italy of all places.
Was Pietro Grotta still there or no?
No, Pietro Grotta was out. And early days, people would come by and be like, you know, when I was young, I'd go over to Pietro Grotta, and like that's where we'd pick up our bread. And I'm tapping into a really strong, rich, long heritage down.
But you got to make good stuff,
and you have to show up. You have to show up with good stuff.
That looks like this.
I know.
My
you,
God,
you,
got,
you have
right?
to make a crab cake that looks like this. And we make bread. We make artisan bread. We make sourdough breads from a natural starter that is objectively some of the best bread in the city. And I know that because we put a lot of effort. We put a lot of heart into our bread, and we have incredibly talented bread bakers. Very talented pastry people that are on our team. And what's happened is this, again, was going to be a 3-person thing, me, the baker, and a couple people selling stuff. And now it's 20 employees with multiple bakers and multiple pastry people that have all come on and bought into this idea that is Ovenbird, which is, you know, trying to recreate this kind of traditional quality corner bakery.
Keeler Krause here. He is from Ovenbird Bakery. We are at Black Swan. You can tell from the swan stuff going on around here. They're getting ready to open here. So if you see activity behind us, we're kind of here in the middle of the day. You own the early part of the day. Ovenbird is over in Little Italy. You're literally 3 blocks from here. Certainly not 4 blocks. And shout out to our friends at Amici's down here. My dear friend Jerry Gutierrez, who runs Taco Fiesta. So I have friends in the neighborhood. We try to bring them all on. I didn't know you from Boo. I do want to take a break and we'll eat these crab cakes because they deserve their own thing. But Keeler brought me a box and we still haven't opened the box.
We have no idea what's in the box. Yeah.
As Stash, my friend from 100 Points, said, what's in the box, dude? can you tell me about the panettone? You've already admitted this isn't the panettone.
It's not the panettone.
Can you give me that story?
We made a great panettone. So Shadi Holden and I have been the two bread bakers since the beginning. We said for the first 2 years that we were open, we said, we want to make panettone. We're so busy. We can't get to it. This year, we're going to do panettone. We soaked all of our raisins and our
cherries
and
so good.
All of these different fruits. We just soaked it in a brandy for like 2 weeks. Just soaked
it
up.
That's why it tasted
so
good.
It was aromatic and beautiful. All of the alcohol
it
basically
orangey,
cooked up.
It had
orange zest, lemon zest in it.
And I only ate it once, right? Yeah. I only had one in my life.
And you remembered it. It was amazing.
Oh, my God, it was delicious.
We used our sourdough starter in it, so that's also why it kept so well.
Did you do it wrong a couple times?
Oh, yeah. It is a very difficult bread to make.
It feels really
very
delicate.
And shout out to Shadi for getting it right.
Are you doing it again?
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely do it again. Now
can
we,
I just be the king of promotion for your panettone? Everyone in the city should have that bread on their. It's going to make your holiday more bright.
Absolutely. And I mean, the bread is so light when it comes out of the oven. It actually literally has to be cooled upside down. Otherwise, it would completely collapse.
Can
on
I
itself.
Come and watch you
it's,
make it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'd be great to have you in.
I love the crab cake tour.
It's an overnight thing. It takes 3 days.
I'm not coming for 3 days, dude.
We'll have you in for the big reveal.
I'll be there at the beginning and the end.
I was going to say, the big reveal as they come out of the oven.
I did business with Taharka. They were there when they were making the ice cream. Yep. And I was there at the beginning and the end. Yeah. I just want to taste
samples.
It. So same thing with my friends at Wise. They're bringing me up to the ice cream factory. I'm like, just bring me on a day when they make
it. You're the QC guy.
All right, so am I going to open this and this well, is my wife.
What we have a variety of different pastries that came out today.
A variety box.
Oh,
Chloe's looking at it, but she's got gluten issues.
She does.
The crab cake is gluten free, and she's like, there's going to be three here instead of four in a minute if I'm not. Oh my God.
So.
Look at this. My sister-in-law is coming to town tomorrow. My sister-in-law lives in Manchester, New Hampshire, Concord, and her and my wife have been going to the, give me the name of the Vermont meal company. They make
King Arthur. Ah, yeah.
My wife and her sister at Christmas and again in March when they spend time together, they've taken classes. My wife came home, she made cream puffs in March, and they made I don't know what they made. They made some other kind of bread. I don't remember what it was. They made crust. They learned how to make pie crust.
Nice. Yeah.
At Christmas time.
Perfect.
And they
Great.
Made pies. So my wife's an amateur baker, and she loves you as much as I love you.
Yeah.
She's never made.
Well, we're actually using King Arthur flour actually in our bakery. So actually, all of this is being used. Coming
That's
out of Vermont.
That's why it tastes good.
That's why it tastes so good.
All right. So I got a croissant here.
Yep. We have a chocolate croissant. We have a plain croissant. And for those folks that want a traditional one.
Did you make me an apricot? White chocolate cookie or no?
I did not.
Why'd you stop that?
But there are because we have so many winners, it's hard to like kind of rotate through, and we have such a small case, so it's hard to get all of the things that we can possibly make out at the same time. So we have a rotation.
It's no excuse.
I know it isn't.
Actually, put a schedule together online so I can do it.
Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. So that looks like a berry.
Yep. So we have a mixed berry. Actually, this is a blackberry
and
almond hand pie. Yep.
All right.
So you have toasted almonds and an almond cream below it, actually, and our blueberry and lemon scone, which has been our mainstay scone
since day one.
Very light, very beautiful.
How can I have one when I always get the morning glory?
I was going to say, everybody comes for their favorites, and then they try something new, and then all of a sudden that becomes their favorite.
Yeah, and they try something new like the apricot, and you take it away.
And then, you know, everyone's so complimentary. They keep coming and say, you cannot get rid of this. You cannot get rid of that. And then all of a sudden, like...
So then you have to have three locations.
Then we have to have three locations and a much larger case.
So before we eat this crab cake, where are you going to drive me? Where are you going to make me go... To get my morning glory fix. Where are these locations? Are we down low? You can be down low if you need to be.
It's good. We're in the process of building out two additional retail locations, the first of which is going to be in the new Lexington Market downtown. We're going to be
Fadley's. I already have sponsors there. All right, perfect.
Yep, Fadley's is actually across the aisle from us. I'm very excited, specifically
because... Now, they are family to me, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we talk crab cakes. We talk the originator. She's the originator. And I can promise you, this crab cake here at Black Swan will not taste... Like the Fadley's is very unique with
very
the mustard,
unique.
Very, very unique, one of a kind kind of crab cake.
Absolutely gorgeous.
They're all one of a kind though, crab cakes.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, crab cake, you're kind of like bread in that regard. You have such a tradition of it as a food type that everyone has an expectation. Everyone expects bread to be like this. Everybody expects a crab cake to be like this, and then all of a sudden. You have to recreate it somehow, but still stay in the tradition.
All right, so you're going to be in Lexington, and where else are you going to be?
We'll also be in Highlandtown, just at the corner of Grundy and Goff Street, just down from the old DePasquale's, if people are familiar.
Hold on, Grundy and Goff, so you're taking over the bakery where... There was always a bakery.
There was a bakery there.
Hones was always there.
Hones is just up the street, unfortunately.
But you're not
close.
Taking that.
Not going to take that. We're building out a whole new facility.
Fine. When I think of bakeries, and I went to Hones. Now, have you had proper peach cake? Peach bread in Baltimore?
I actually have had it from Hones. It's pretty amazing. So the neighborhood is actually telling me, like, you need to take that specifically and bring it into the bakery because it's a neighborhood thing.
Okay. So I've got two places.
Yeah, tell me where I need to go.
Have you had peach bread at Simon's? in Cockeysville next to Pappas.
I have not.
Unbelievable. and I won't say it's not my favorite. It's different. They're very different. The bread themselves. But Fenwick Bakery, free shout out to the Fenwick people.
Yep, they're
beautiful
great.
People. You've not had the peach bread there? Peach
I have
cake?
Not,
they call
no.
it peach cake. I call it peach bread.
Yeah, peach cake. Yeah, I mean, peach cake is, it's either way. Because that's the thing. It's right in between, right? So it's kind of like a pound cake type of thing. It's a little
talking
bit,
to a baker about
it's a little
this.
Bit, little bit denser than bread.
How can not you have never had Simon's peach cake and have never had Fenwick?
I just don't get out.
Here's
much
what
anymore.
We're gonna do. I'm gonna put you in the car. That 6 weeks from now, when stuff's really ripe, like right in the middle of July,
perfect.
We're gonna go out with a cup of coffee and we're gonna go to honor a Traffic Jam Jimmy. We're gonna do Traffic Jam Nasty with peach cake.
Oh, that sounds
me.
Like a good road trip
Dude,
for
we're
me.
Gonna, we're gonna
I'm in.
All right, let's get some forks and knives. We're gonna do. I have to get you out of here. I was gonna take another break. Yeah. Chloe, come on over. Chloe's my summer intern. I'll have you hold the Goodwill here. By the way, I want to Chloe. All the young kids wear these hats like this. My Window Nation people. I want to make sure I give love out here. Goodwill. Lisa Rosiniak came on last week with us. Window Nation's our newest sponsor. Two for. You want to wear the funny hat?
Sure. Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah, no.
Interns make their own rules here. So Chloe's our intern this year. She's helping us with the crab cake tour. And Chloe, unfortunately, and we've been through this, and I don't have a mic for her right now because I wasn't ready for this. That's all right. We'll put this down. Yeah. Chloe is unfortunately gluten-free, all right? So when she found out that this crab cake is gluten-free, chef was out here, promised us it's gluten-free. Look how happy Chloe is, right? Chloe's ready.
Take two.
So we went. I took her into your place. I'm like, man, this oven bird. I don't know this guy, Keeler. I hope he's a cool guy. He's coming on the show today. I'm probably going to like him. He's probably going to bring me some pastries, which my wife's going to like and her sister's going to like. When I tell her they're King Arthur, they're going to be like, oh, well, you know.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be delicious, you know. They're going to try to figure out how to make it. So we came in today, and she knows how hungry. I was about to eat my arm. Yeah. And we went in, and you didn't have the morning glory. And I'm like, that's cool. I'll try something new. So I went with I had your chocolate croissant because my wife gets it. It's delicious. Dark chocolate. Perfect. I don't know how much butter's in it. And I said,
just a touch.
I said, my girl Chloe, she's gluten-free. Do you do anything here? And they're like,
so sorry.
It's so hard,
We're very gluttonous there. Yeah. Yes, lots of glutton. I mean, gluten.
Wait, if you were to do a gluten-free thing for her.
Absolutely.
For someone like her, what would be the easiest thing you could do that would be delicious?
Oh, man. So all we really need to do is switch over some of our cakes and pies to an almond flour base. That's one of the things. It's very hard to do bread gluten-free, but it's a little bit easier to find some really wonderful pastries.
You could make her a cookie.
Easy peasy. Yeah. Very, no
Look
problem.
Look at how happy Chloe is.
She's in.
I'm going to mic you up next time because I feel bad about it. All right, so crab cakes, let's do it. We got to get another plate. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have Chloe here. You know what? You do the honors of eating the first crab cake.
Wow.
And I got to get some more. We got to get some more silver. I know we have more silver around here. Oh, it's in front of me. Oh, they just put it in front of me where I would find it. All right. Well, you know, we had Jamil on in the first segment, and we had the crab cake in the last segment.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a bite. I swear.
I'm not leaving without a bite of this.
I'm definitely not leaving without a bite. I am such a fan of broccolini, and I knew that when I did the crab cake tour, I would talk about the crab cakes, but it's the side dishes. I'm a side dish guy too.
Coleslaw is my jam.
Yeah, I mean, I'm even picky about my fries. I want some Western. I want something. So everywhere I go, the complimentary part is remoulades, cocktails, tartars and sides. This looks like the best. Can I eat the corn first?
Go for it.
It's my tour, right? I'm allowed to do whatever I want to
do
here.
All right.
Corn pudding.
Oh, corn pudding. It tastes like Thanksgiving. Mmm. And anything you do that's corn with a crab cake, look at that. This is all lump.
It's all lump.
Well, when
that's
they say gluten free, what they're probably telling you is there's not a lot of breading at all.
It's all just, yeah.
Well, the word breading would upset your stomach. Go eat. Eat. I'm not going to... Listen, we're not going to have a lot of crab cakes that are gluten-free. I'm convinced of that.
No.
So when a chef down here, we're at Black Swan. We're encouraging everybody to come down, support local business, all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Goodwill Industries, as well as Window Nation. She's wearing the hat. Yeah, absolutely. And we're having fun, and we're trying to promote local business. Please come down, support Oven Bird. Please come back down to the city, support our friends at Amici's, my pal Jerry over Taco Fiesta. And when you want a really nice night out, you want to come down here. You want to get one of these filled up, and I'm driving. I'm driving, so I will not be having a cocktail, but I would definitely have a little white wine down here. or a beer. This is a white wine crab cake.
I think
this
yeah.
is a whiz, right? This yeah, is this more is, a
this
shard.
This is a classy. Yeah, this is a classy crab cake
classy
right there.
Join up here. Please come on down to Black Swan. I'm going to eat it now. And when I start eating, you have to talk.
You know what? It starts with the smell. So that smell off of there is gorgeous. Great spices.
This has an Old Bay crust. Mm-hmm. This is crusted in Old Bay. It is pan fried. It had my favorite word, and it wasn't pan. Fried. The other part was fried, right?
The other fried.
A lot of people broil crab cakes, and my mom, and I tell this story on every crab cake episode, so people are worn out on it, but they know I'm being honest. Grew up poor in Dundalk. My family would use the claw meat, the special,
sure.
right? And my mom would, you know, obey it, because they didn't have J.O. then, and or if they did, we didn't know about it in Dundalk. But celery seed, mustard mayonnaise, breadcrumb, like yeah. all that, and then she'd fry it like a hockey puck.
Yep.
And serve it with crackers, a little mustard, and we'd be like, that's the best crab cake I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And then, like, Fadley's comes along with the jumbo lump.
Yep.
And then Sheffy's come along with a little bit of lemon and tarragon and you know, all sorts of ingredients. Yeah.
Changed the game.
Yeah. But this is sweet, sweet, delicious. And I think, more than anything else, anytime you serve corn with crab,
yeah,
you win.
That's
corn and crab wins.
That's your iconic summer meal right there.
And I really want to thank the chef for sending this broccolini up.
Yeah.
Because broccolini is probably my favorite vegetable.
Yeah.
Pan fried, EVOO on there. That's delicious.
It looks like it's been nicely.
Hand me that menu real quick.
Nicely
the big one, not the drink one, yeah. Because Jamil came in, and I said to Jamil McClain, you go listen to the first segment. He's a partner here, and a friend of the show, and a friend of the Ravens, and all that. He said to me, I'm not going to pick my favorite dishes, man. I'm not going to go through. So I can go through here. They have bronzino, pan-roasted honey-glazed salmon, pasta, pomodoro, pan-seared Chilean bass, short rib, bone-in ribeye, the whole deal with chicken and cauliflower crust pizza.
There it is.
And they put the little gluten-free little thing in here.
I know. And when Chloe, makes it really helpful.
Well, when Chloe saw it, she saw that the crab cakes had it. And so he starts rambling on. About the place, and he finally says, "You got to get the chicken box," and then he said, "You got to get the lamb chops." He just spit it out; it was accidental. He didn't want to. It'd be like me saying to you, "What's your favorite pastry?" What would you
I know.
Say?
Well, that's what I would ramble on.
The blueberry scone.
On and on, and I'd say the blueberry scone's one of our favorites.
You already said that.
I've already exactly.
You said it.
Loose lips. Loose lips. It just kind of tumbles out of you.
I just want to read this off before we leave Black Swan. The chicken box is at the top of the apps. It says signature on it. And I didn't even get it. So I'm going to bring my wife back. Good excuse. Fried chicken wingettes, which I love. Palm free. Don't even have to go to Paris. Ketchup, hot sauce, and mambo. What's mambo sauce?
I don't know.
I'm going to find out. And then the fire roasted lamb chops, pink peppercorn, shermoula. You're the chef. Shermoula herb green sauce. Gluten free.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I see a little gluten free thing there. So come on down. Support local business. Delicious pastries. I want to show the pastries one more time. I want to show the crab cake one more time. And then we're going to get the heck out of here. Your wife's getting
it's
out
great.
Of town.
She is.
Thank you for coming by. Thank you for
this
these unbelievable
Thank you for having me.
Desserts. And Chloe, I'm going to mic you in the next segment because I thought we had more time to do that.
Okay.
So, Chloe will be with us. We're going to be celebrating the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation on Chloe's hat. We're going to be at Nick's Grandstand Grill and Timonium, and then on Wednesday, back downtown, my dear friend Tony Asadi over at Luna Del Sea right by Oriole Park at Camden Yards. We have some committed guests stopping by. I invited the Amici's people next week, so maybe they'll come by. I am Nestor. She is Chloe. She's a summer intern. We're having a lot of fun. We're downtown at Harbor East. Keeler Kyle runs Ovenburg. Go see him over
Thanks,
around
guys.
The corner from Amici's, right? Right down the street from Amici's.
300 South Exeter Street, right there in Little Italy. Yep. Open 8 to 4, Wednesday through Sunday.
I'm going to go work out at Planet Fitness and get a hot yoga class in to burn off all these calories I'm about to throw down here. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD AM 1570. Back for more here at BaltimorePositive.com.